Chapter 9. The people confess their sins. Now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth on them. The seed of Israel separated themselves from all foreigners and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. They stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of Yahweh their God a fourth part of the day, and another fourth part they confessed and worshipped Yahweh their God. Then stood up on the stairs of the Levites, Jeshua and Benai, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bunai, Sherebiah, Benai, and Kenani, and cried with a loud voice to Yahweh their God. Then the Levites, Jeshua, and Kadmiel, Benai, Hashabniah, Sherebiah, Hodiah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah said, "Stand up and bless Yahweh your God from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. You are Yahweh, even you alone. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their army, the earth and all things that are on it, the seas and all that is in them, and you preserve them all. The army of heaven worships you. You are Yahweh, the God who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur of the Chaldees and gave him the name of Abraham and found his heart faithful before you and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Jebusite, and the Girgashite, to give it to his seed, and have performed your words, for you are righteous. You saw the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heard their cry by the Red Sea, and showed signs and wonders against Pharaoh, and against all his servants, and against all the people of his land. For you knew that they dealt proudly against them, and made a name for yourself, as it is this day. You divided the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land, and you cast their pursuers into the depths as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover, in a pillar of cloud you led them by day, and in a pillar of fire by night, to give them light in the way in which they should go. You came down also on Mount Sinai, and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them right ordinances and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and made known to them your holy Sabbath, and commanded them commandments and statutes and a law by Moses your servant, and gave them bread from the sky for their hunger, and brought forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and commanded them that they should go in to possess the land which you had sworn to give them. But they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their neck, didn't listen to your commandments, and refused to obey. Neither were they mindful of your wonders that you did among them, but hardened their neck, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But you are a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness, and didn't forsake them. Yes, when they had made them a molten calf, and said, "This is your God who brought you up out of Egypt," and had committed awful blasphemies, yet you, in your manifold mercies, didn't forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud didn't depart from over them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way in which they should go. You gave also your good spirit to instruct them, and didn't withhold your manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. Yes, 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing. Their clothes didn't grow old, and their feet didn't swell. Moreover, you gave them kingdoms and peoples, which you allotted according to their portions. So they possessed the land of Sihon, even the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. You also multiplied their children as the stars of the sky, and brought them into the land, concerning which you said to their fathers that they should go in to possess it. So the children went in and possessed the land, and you subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gave them into their hands, with their kings, and the peoples of the land, that they might do with them as they pleased. They took fortified cities, and a rich land, and possessed houses full of all good things, cisterns dug out, vineyards and olive groves, and fruit trees in abundance. So they ate, were filled, became fat, and delighted themselves in your great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient, and rebelled against you, and cast your law behind their back, and killed your prophets that testified against them to turn them again to you, and they committed awful blasphemies. Therefore you delivered them into the hand of their adversaries, who distressed them. In the time of their trouble, when they cried to you, you heard from heaven, and according to your manifold mercies, you gave them saviors who saved them out of the hand of their adversaries. But after they had rest, they did evil again before you. Therefore left you them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried to you, you heard from heaven, and many times you delivered them according to your mercies, and testified against them, that you might bring them again to your law. Yet they dealt proudly, and didn't listen to your commandments, but sinned against your ordinances, which if a man does, he shall live in them. Turned their backs, stiffened their neck, and would not hear. Yet many years you put up with them, and testified against them by your spirit through your prophets. Yet would they not give ear. Therefore you gave them into the hand of the peoples of the lands. Nevertheless, in your manifold mercies, you did not make a full end of them, nor forsake them, for you are a gracious and merciful God. Now therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who keeps covenant and loving kindness, don't let all the travail seem little before you that has come on us, on our kings, on our princes, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and on all your people, since the time of the kings of Assyria to this day. However, you are just in all that has come on us, for you have dealt truly, but we have done wickedly. Neither have our kings, our princes, our priests, nor our fathers kept your law, nor listened to your commandments and your testimonies with which you testified against them. For they have not served you in their kingdom, and in your great goodness that you gave them, and in the large and rich land which you gave before them, neither did they turn from their wicked works. Behold, we are servants this day, and as for the land that you gave to our fathers, to eat its fruit and its good, behold, we are servants in it. It yields much increase to the kings whom you have set over us, because of our sins. Also, they have power over our bodies and over our livestock at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. Yet for all this, we make a sure covenant and write it, and our princes, our Levites, and our priests seal to it.